This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
There is so much to talk about. There is so much to get to. We've got three Colossa cans in the studio. A 25th anniversary celebration's coming up. Alex Lind is a couple months out of the job. We want to know how he's doing. Alex Jankowski's got a Expos hat on here in the studio. It's about as good as it gets here on a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday, guys.
I'm glad I could bring something to the table, but you are 100% right. There is no shortage of things to talk about, not the least of which are new beers.
New beers? A big party coming up in a couple of weeks? Like, this has got to be as exciting as it gets for you guys and for everybody around here in the Finger Lakes.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's one of those things. I'm sure Alex can attest to it. Well, for him, it's just been almost survival mode since we really threw him right into the fire. But for us, it's just been that, you know, we know that we could see that finish line of the end of the summer. So it's just hoof it till you can get there. But we're loving every second of it.
So three Colossa cans here. This is all your work, right?
Yeah, I made all three of these. One of them is an old recipe I brought back, Hop Tropic, and one of them is Cross Section, which obviously has existed for a while.
Yeah.
But I made some updates to.
That's right. You said you switched it up last time,
bit. Nothing too crazy, but just a few updates. And then a Kolsch that's 100% mine. So
I saw that on social a couple of days ago, I think. Yeah. Oh, man, does that look good? I'm fired up to try these. I really, really am. Should we dive right into it?
Oh, let's dive right in.
Of course, by the way, it's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. We got lots of stuff to talk about with the 25th anniversary coming up on the 13th. We'll be there on August the 12th celebrating a 25th anniversary Eve celebration, if you will, over there at your place. All right, so what do we got first?
The pre-party. Yeah, no, we're going Kolsch.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
This beer right here, this got me through our Alta B weekend right here. This thing is just dynamite. And you're right, the color. I mean,
look at that.
When I did that video for social media, I was like, I got to be out in the sun. Just the sun hits this nice, beautiful straw golden color.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
So what went behind this? What was your decision to... Because, I mean, a Kolsch, I don't think, has been done there in, like, a really long time, it feels like. I don't know, and not over the last 3 or 4 years that I can think of, right?
So much so when we went back and looked, I mean, it was just called Kolsch. And, you know, we weren't trying to give fancy names to beers. It was just Kolsch, and we thought, why reinvent the wheel there? So it's just called Kolsch.
So is this the same recipe for you guys, or did you switch it up a little bit?
This, I didn't even have a recipe to work off of, so I went 100% on my own on this one. I think it's just the perfect, like, summer beer, and also kind of an essential for most breweries, especially around here, because it's great for, like, anyone who's like, I don't like craft beer. You give them a Kolsch, and they're probably going to be like, maybe I do like craft beer.
They're super satisfied with it. You already took a swig, I saw. I'm very jealous. Oh, that's good. That's really, really drink. Like, a couple of these on a nice day. Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 4.5%, so you can have a couple of these and feel totally fine. It also a super light body, a little higher on the carbs, so it goes down easy as well.
Yeah, is that, like, the finish to it, to me, is almost the best part, in that, like, you're not getting any, like, there's nothing really raw about it. It's, like, a very just crisp, clean, definitive finish.
Keep it dry, make sure it finishes, like, get as much of those sugars out of it as you can so that it just... makes you want to drink a little more after you have a pint.
It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on VTL inside the ESPN Ithaca Studios. Alex Linda, the brewer over there at Wagner Valley Brewing Company. Alex Jankowski joining us as he usually does. How long did this whole process take you for this beer in particular?
Grain of Glass is just over 3 weeks. I think next time I'll probably give it a little bit longer, but that's about it. I mean, this is a really easy beer to make as they go.
Remind me, what were some of the beers that you said that you like brewing? Like some of your go-tos?
Beers like a Kolsch, you know? It kind of, that whole thing I was talking about beer being accessible, this kind of reaches across the aisle. You can drink this beer and, like, really think about what you're drinking and get a bunch of different tasting notes. Or you can just, you know, go on your boat and slam a few and not think about it. And it's a great partner to that, too. So that's the kind of beer I like to make. And that's why I'm really happy with this one.
Gosh. And this, like, for this past weekend that we had, weather-wise, I was only out and about for just a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. But it was just about as perfect as it gets. So somebody, like, perusing Seneca Lake, get a couple Colossa cans of this stuff or a couple of growlers of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pound it down, like you said. Enjoy the summer sunshine.
Because I think Alex is inviting us onto his boat.
Do you have something here that we don't know about? Do you have a boat here?
It's going to be really cozy on my kayak, but you're welcome to join me.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, your chance to win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing Company on Route 414 in Lodi. That was really, really good. Do we want to get to another Colossa can?
Sure, let's do it. I just love the subtlety of it, too. You know, I think a lot, especially Kolsch's, you see a lot of different fruit thrown, you know,
yeah,
into the mix, and sometimes it kind of takes away from just that crispness, that cleanness of it.
Yeah.
This did not do that.
No.
It's delicious.
That's a good point. What else we got? What do we have here?
Well, so we got the two IPAs left here. I'm going to jump into Cross Section first.
Excellent.
Alex is nodding his head, so I think I made the right choice there, which I appreciate. And it was purely because I haven't had this new version of it yet,
you
so
haven't
I
had
was
it yet?
Just chomping at the bit.
So what's different about this time around?
So I try to keep it as close to the original as possible, but yep, soften it up a little bit. So it's got a little lighter color than it used to,
yeah,
but not that different.
Right.
The same hops, but the times that I'm adding them are a little different. So it's a little like fruitier, softer flavors. It's not as much like pine, a little bitterness. I'm trying to cut a little bit of that out, but still keep some so that it reminds you of what you're having, you know, maybe last year or year before.
Yeah. I can taste that a little bit. When you said the timing of it is different, in terms of, can you go into detail for the beer beginner, if you will, who would maybe need a little bit more understanding with that?
Sure. So there's basically, to keep it as simple as possible, there's two points where you're going to add hops. One is when you're boiling the liquid, and one is when it's already cooled down in the fermenter when it's fermenting. And when you add them when they're boiling, it's pulling out oils that are bitter. And when you put them in when it's cold, it's just going to pull out oils that are pure aroma and flavor. It's not going to add bitterness at all. So
Every time. I literally learn something every time. And I don't want to be that guy that says, hey, teach me a little bit. But it's true, because it goes back to what I've said for years during this segment. There's so much that goes into this that I feel like sometimes it's not necessarily appreciated enough, because we go to these breweries around the Finger Lakes and we just sample and sip and try it and have a flight, and that's that. We don't necessarily think about the whole process that you have gone through to make this the perfect, like, drinkable beer every single time. So that's why I love, you know, tasting Tuesdays like this, because I get to learn a little something new, get to learn a little bit more about your day, the process, what goes into it and stuff like that. Because I genuinely do believe, like, a lot of people, they just see it on the shelves, they grab it, and that's that, and they enjoy it. They don't realize the labor of love that truly goes into this sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah, it can be a thankless job, you know, at times. But, I mean, just getting back to this beer, I think this is one we've always, you know, traditionally have held up as a very well-balanced,
yeah,
you know, IPA. And I always feel sometimes I'm like, well, I don't usually drink IPAs, but I really like this one. And, I mean, I think this is more of the same, and this is something, like, I'm envisioning, you know, really just out on the vantage point on our back deck. Like, this will go down really well with anything that we offer in terms of our brew deck menu and stuff like that. Like, it's a very easy beer to pair with food, I would think.
Speaking of the vantage point, I want to get to it right now. The 25th anniversary celebration coming up in just a couple of weeks, August the 13th. I cannot wait for it, because we're going to be celebrating some fantastic brews with you guys. You guys are going to have music. You're going to have food. You're going to have a cornhole tournament. Denimax Throwing from Elmira Heights is going to be there. It's about as good as it gets, like a true celebration of a quarter century of beer making in the Finger Lakes. It's the ultimate celebration, and we cannot wait for it.
Well, and you don't have to, because we have now just launched on this Tuesday, this Tasting Tuesday, our giveaway.
Yes.
So you can get some gear before the party even starts, which is awesome. So check that out on social media, either at ESPN Ithaca or at Wagner Valley or at Denimax as well.
Yes.
You know, Denimax, was nice enough to donate a couple t-shirts into the mix. We've got our own 25th anniversary t-shirt, hat, and of course, you know, some pour certificates as well. So
right,
you can come and get some beer. when you celebrate your victory in this giveaway, which I'm sure, you know, it's going to be awesome. So nice little plug there just leading up to the event. But yeah, no, the event itself is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And we're looking forward to it. As we kind of alluded to, we're going to be there on the Friday doing BTL live on location. And then, of course, back there on Saturday, hanging out, enjoying all the sights and sounds and the tastes as well. How excited are you? Because this kind of goes back to what we talked about a month and a half ago, I think, that, hey, you're basically starting this new gig here in the Finger Lakes, and boom, 25th anniversary party's yeah. coming up for you, right?
A little nervous, but mostly excited. I mean, mostly excited because usually when the bar is hopping is when I'm kind of in the back spraying stuff down. So I get to kind of be among it this time and like,
yeah.
be a part of the festivities, not just watching them from behind the glass.
Right. Fair enough. All right, third Colossal can. What do we got? Shall we get to it?
So this is the return of Hop Tropic, which for some folks in this building, the excitement level could not be higher.
Like a 30 out of 10 for a lot of people. I'm excited, too, because this hasn't... I mean, it's been some time since Hop Tropic made an appearance over there with you guys.
Yeah, it's taken a couple different iterations after we stopped making just the, the basic Hop Tropic. It came back as a seasonal double IPA for a little bit. No, thrilled when Alex brought up the very true case of having two IPAs, but having them made in different styles. Yeah. I think this is a really, that more New England IPA, that haziness to it. I'm going to let him talk about it maybe a little more than me as I enjoy a sip.
Talk about it. Let's hear it. I mean, what made you want to bring it back and everything?
Well, it's a style I've got a ton of experience with.
Really?
Being from Single Cut, that was like 9 out of 10 of the beers we made were hazy IPAs.
Yeah.
It's just something that wasn't in the portfolio when I got here. And, I think it's great to have two different contrasting styles and show people like how varied the IPA world can be.
Yeah.
So since cross section is, balanced, it's got a little bit of bitterness, it's crystal clear. You can kind of taste some of the malt character. I wanted to make this guy where it's got that super big soft body, huge fruit aromas.
Yeah.
It's like mango and overripe papaya. And it just sticks with you for, 30 seconds after you finish drinking it. And I think that's one of my favorite things about making IPAs is that all the flavor is coming from hops. You don't have to add extra stuff, but there's so much you can do just by adding hops at, like I said, different times, different quantities, hops from different parts of the world. You can get like almost every flavor under the sun just with hops. So it's a really fun kind of artistic side to brewing.
It's remarkable.
And it's building a foundation,
Yeah.
I mean, I think especially for... having a brewer who, has only been here for as long as Alex has.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, it is an important step to, as he mentioned with the portfolio, like being able to recognize, let's think about the consumer here. What is a consumer looking for when they're coming just to do, call it your like flagship, flight?
Yeah.
In most places, two out of those four or five are going to be an IPA, So it is important to be able to showcase a couple different styles there. And then we'll get to the snickerdoodle and
But you know, here's the thing, and you mentioned this last time, and this still resonates with me, and it's something I've been here my whole life. I've been doing this here on BTL for some time, and I never really thought about it, putting two and two together, when it seems pretty obvious to you that, hey, you've got people who are stopping by after a long day of work out there on the fields or something like that. They just want to stop by, have a couple of pints, and enjoy the night, or you have people who are coming from hours and hours and hours away from downstate who are vacationing and enjoying stuff. Like, I've never really thought that, hey, you want to try to appeal. I mean, it makes sense to appeal to so many different people, but from that sort of perspective, you kind of forget about it sometimes because we're so used to calling this area home that sometimes we forget that it's a quote unquote destination vacation sort of spot,
Yeah, I think Wagner especially is really because it's not just a brewery and winery, they're growers too. So those people aren't coming from their field. They're coming from Wagner fields.
Yeah. <You
know>? Yeah. We're representing ourselves as well as the people who are visiting.
Yeah, no, Alex has to appeal, the beers appeal to the vineyard crew as well as, you know, the tourists and the wine snobs such as myself. So, you know, yeah, it's got to have that wider appeal. And I mean, I think that's what makes us on the business side of it so excited to have Alex on board, is that somebody who, you know, the first thing he ever said to me in an email before he moved out here was talking about, you know, beers that were accessible and that really, like, you know, helped define that sense of place. And obviously, you know, we're about that as a business and have been for as long as we've been in business. So it's really been a very good relationship, and we're very excited to see where it goes.
And we're excited for, again, the 25th anniversary celebration coming up on the 13th. BTL will be at Wagner Valley Brewing for a live edition of BTL that Friday. What can we give that an official title? Just like, is it 25th Celebration Eve? Like, there's got to be a fun name for it, right?
Yeah.
The day before? I don't know. There's got to be a fun name that we can give to it. But either
way. The 24-year, 364-day anniversary.
I like that. We'll go with that. And then, obviously, the big celebration on Saturday, just about all day long over there at Wagner Valley Brewing Company on Route 414 in Lodi. Again, all the beer, food, I'm assuming wine's going to be available, even though we really encourage you to drink some of the new beers that are going to be on tap, including some of the celebratory ones as well.
After you throw the axe, though. Do the axe throwing first, then you can really dive
in. I made the root beer, too. So you always
Wait, you brewed the root beer, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Kids' voice are flying off the shelf.
You know what? And I did want to ask about that, because that is something that I saw on social you guys introduced here recently, were kids' flights.
We're getting very good at recognizing things that have been staring us in the face for decades. So this year we said, we make root beer, we make grape juice, we make, you know, the people love the popcorn that we make. Why not actually put it together in a fun thing that the kids can carry too? So it's the root beer, grape juice, popcorn, and some lemonade, you know, to add a fourth. And even just from a social media perspective, it's been very popular.
That's so cool. Yeah, it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love it. But again, we'll be there August 12th, the day before, and then the 13th, we'll be hanging out, checking out all the sights and sounds. It's going to be absolutely awesome. And again, make sure you head to Instagram to check out Wagner Valley Brewing Company, ESPN Ithaca, and Denim Axe Company. Make sure you participate in the giveaway. Hats, shirts, pint glasses, fill certificates, all to celebrate the 25th anniversary on August the 13th. We want you to win that. So again, make sure you follow everybody on Instagram and check that out. And oh, by the way, as per usual, we have a giveaway right now to a lucky listener for a growler and a fill certificate to Wagner Valley Brewing Company on Route 414 in Lodi. You want to do the honor, the lucky
the
caller?
Last two. Do you want to do this
one? Oh, okay.
That's true.
Number six.
Caller number six it is. 607-533-0077. That's 607-533-0077. Caller number six gets a growler and a fill certificate to Wagner Valley Brewing Company on Route 414 in Lodi. Can't wait for it, guys. Seriously.
It's going to be a blast.
We're going to have a really, really fun time. BTL is back after this. Yep.